Yeah, I'm going to have to white label a Delta vape. I'm going to want four or five flavors and, you know, I'm going to, you know, a 3 gram. You know, what should that theoretically cost? What's your MOQ for that? Times are changing and we're seeing a lot of progress here. And so I'm going to let Adam come in here and he's going to tell you about it. And Adam, tell them who you are, what your company is.
My name is Adam Frank. I started a company with my partner, Kevin. Well, we actually grew up together.
There's Kevin over there.
He's over here. He's here.
That's
on
Kevin
the side.
Over.
But we started a company with CBD 2015. You know, I actually used, the reason I got into CBD, I was trading a lot of like pink sheet stocks, like early cannabis stocks, and you know, was very interested in what this like industry was. You know, it's rare for an industry to kind of...
Explain to them what pink sheets are.
Okay, so it's kind of like a, it's part of the stock exchange. It's just a little less like legitimate. It's not like a blue chip stocks. It's a little bit.
So Wolf of Wall Street?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little Wolf of Wall Street. You've seen that movie. They were trading pink sheets.
Of course.
Jordan, what do you get on a blue chip stock?
I make 1%. I did make 1%.
Pink sheets, it's 50.
And so, not illegal,
right?
Just a little more shady.
It
and
absolutely
shadowy.
Can be, yeah. There's a lot of dilution in the pink sheets. A lot of companies that don't actually make any money at all. They just sell shares, and that's what they were doing in Wolf of Wall Street. What I found funny, actually, speaking of that, is in the beginning when Jordan Belfort's getting involved in the pink sheets, he's
right.
Like, nobody with a college degree would ever trade the pink sheets, right? So I found that really funny because I'm a biomedical engineer. And you know, I worked in the medical device industry and contract manufacturing before starting this, and just kind of, you know, saw the benefits of CBD personally with my Lyme disease. And I mean, it still shocks me that Lyme disease is not being treated with CBD. It's just it doesn't make any sense to me. I used it, worked very well, and I gave it to people who had 2 decades worth of trying to treat Lyme disease, and they tried everything. And they tried our CBD tinctures at the time.
Right.
And they were just like completely a different person. You know, my aunt actually was dating the gentleman at the time, and she's like, he's a different person, he has so much energy. But you know, among Lyme disease, there's other things, fibromyalgia, MS, Parkinson's. You know, early on we went to a trade show just like this one, and I walked up to a guy who had a lot of difficulty, you know, with Parkinson's, and after 5 minutes of trying our tincture, he was like this talking to us. It was awesome.
Quick.
Yeah, it was fast. It was fascinating, you know. So it was like, I'm in the medical device industry, you know, by education, but I was like, you know what, this is something that really does help people a lot, and this is what I want to be involved in. So,
but let's get it clear, you're not a doctor.
No.
And you're not making medical claims of anything.
I yeah, I'm not making any claims.
Because you're not medically trained, you're just a what?
I am an engineer.
A bioengineer.
Yes, sir.
Right, so while you do know it, you're not, this is for YouTube, by the way, so YouTube doesn't claim that we're making medical claims, because, you know, you're just talking about your experience.
Absolutely.
So we're not saying that it will absolutely fix this.
Right.
We're just saying in these instances, this has worked.
It appears
in your
to
experience.
Work. In my experience, it appears to work. I can't tell anyone to use it
right.
as their primary, but it's something worth
trying. It worked for
trying.
You.
It worked for me. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just testimony, right?
Sure. Of course.
So, yeah. All right. And then what? Now what? So you got into it and you said, I love this, blah, blah, blah. Now what?
So we originally were doing third-party contract manufacturers. And they were just really dropping the ball, you know. They just, and that's what I was in. I was in contract manufacturing for medical devices. So I was like, you know what? We could do this a lot better, and I know how to do it.
Hey! Listen, I don't know if I ever told you, but maybe you don't know. I got a wholesale, UNS Wholesale, UNSWholesale.com. Go ahead and set yourself up an account. Choose old Chad as your rep, and you'll have full access to me. With purchase, plus, you know, place an order, and I'll let you know how you can get some free shipping. And you know I love free. So head over to unswholesale.com and check it out, and let me help you out and show you the latest and the greatest of what we have to offer.
We decided to bring that in-house. We started doing our own manufacturing in 2018. By 2019, we moved to the facility we're in now. We have a clean room, and we're GMP certified, FDA, you know, registered, and all those good things. And you know, we have the whole facility is filled with machinery, and mostly of what we do is private labeling. So some of the brands that we have are fairly large. I can't disclose what they are, but they're in like places like Circle K, and they're all over the country.
So hang on. I'm hearing, you know, did you say private label?
Yes, sir.
And that's code for white label.
Right.
Okay, so you do some white labeling.
Most of what we do is white labeling, aside from R&D.
More white labeling content, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So, and you make what kind of products?
We make pretty much anything that anyone wants.
You make vaporizers?
Vapes. We've been doing that for 8 years. Tinctures. We make cartridges, all kinds of carts, and you know, all these things. But recently, we're getting into more like water soluble. We're seeing a lot of these like seltzers that come out. And my feeling about it is, you know, people, first of all, you can't choose what flavor you want. And then secondly, if you're a business that's selling those cans, it's a lot of volume and weight.
Right.
So we made the water-soluble powder packs. And, you know, the whole kind of push behind that is that a lot of the stuff out here is nothing new, right? It's like a very saturated market with gummies. You also have pre-rolls, different types of edibles, but I think the water-soluble has a major benefit where ours is unflavored, so you can kind of put in whatever you want, whether it's Gatorade or, you know,
well, I mean,
even
everybody's
a cocktail.
Walking around with a bottle of water.
Right, you can put
or
in
a jug
the water.
Of water.
Right, and
right?
It's meant to be unflavored, so we have people say they can't taste it at all. So we're very happy with everything. We're really very stringent on our expectations for it. It has to dissolve within 30 seconds to a minute. We don't want people to sit there and watch it dissolve for 10 minutes. But I think the real benefit is it also hits in 20 minutes. So
when we talk about hit, does it hit hard or does it just slowly come in on you?
That's a great question. You know, right now the market, like this whole industry, is kind of like the whole Cheech and Chong, do a dab and be out of your mind, you're going to the moon, right?
Right.
I kind of picture that as similar to like binge drinking in college.
Yes.
You know, you can
yes.
just get really drunk.
With a funnel?
Yeah, you can do a funnel, yeah. You can do a cap, whatever you
right.
want, a keg stand, right?
Right.
But ultimately, I think that this market is going to mature more into people actually doing it to a level that they enjoy, right? I mean, you can buy a handle of bourbon, right? You like bourbon or tequila, and you could drink the whole thing, but I mean, that's not going to give you the impact and the effect that you want.
Right.
Right. So what we've done is we made it 5 milligrams of THC and 10 milligrams of CBD, and then another one is twice as strong, so it's 10 THC and 20 CBD. So the goal with the CBD in there, and a lot of people won't include CBD.
Just to mellow them out.
Yeah, right. It's a partial antagonist to the cannabinoid receptors, so it reduces the overall impact and how many receptors are lighting up with just THC, and basically reduces the high potential, but it makes it last longer. So instead of just getting really out of your mind immediately, you're kind of coasting at a level that you want, and it's lasting longer.
Okay, so that's great. Mm-hmm. I love that. I really love that you understand your product so well. I love that. The listeners and viewers are gonna really wanna know, so how much would it cost me to set up a Delta vape?
Delta
vape. So I'm gonna have to white label a Delta vape. I'm gonna want 4 or 5 flavors, and you know, I'm gonna, you know, a 3 gram. You know, what should that theoretically cost? What's your MOQ for that? So do you say I want 10,000 units, I want 20,000 units, and you know, are you gonna do the packaging? You know, you're responsible for all that. And are they responsible if you make a bad batch of Delta product?
Of course. Well, MOQs are important because packaging tends to be extremely expensive if you only go with, say, 500.
Yeah.
And then it really kind of metals out at like 5,000 or so, maybe in boxes, we can say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're open to working with pretty much everyone. I guess to answer your question, the pricing on that might be like $5 to $8. We try to be really competitive and offer like the best quality that we can. our principles for the company. It's a public company.
You're publicly traded.
Right. Its ticker symbol is OMID. And there's actually a bit of a funny story behind that, but ultimately that name means hope. And at one point in my life, that's when I came up with that name as a personal acronym. And I needed the most hope at that point in my life. So I found out later it meant hope. And that's actually, it's like conveniently exactly what we're trying to give people who need this stuff for medicinal value.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But I mean, so I'm hearing you tell me roughly 50, 60 grand to get a vape up and running.
It's possible to be as low as 30. I think one way that we work with people to reduce the overall cost is if there is an MOQ on packaging that would be a bit like price prohibitive, we would then, instead of buying 1,000, you can buy maybe 5,000 of the same package for the same amount of money, but then only make 1,000 of them and save 4,000 or so of those packages, or of that specific SKU of packaging.
Right.
And then you have something to kind of build on and use later without the lead time, right?
Because the printing and the manufacturing of the boxes and all that. Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so you work with the customer.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, that sounds pretty reasonable to me. It's pretty good of you to do. Now, if they want to do something like that, do they fly in to see you? Can they do all this by email, phone calls? Is it possible to do that?
Of course, yeah, it's possible. I mean, we're completely open to working with people. I think a Zoom call is preferable at a minimum, just to kind of get comfortable and understand.
But it's a little hard to do that and taste the flavor.
Right, so we do a lot of R&D and we do a lot of flavor sampling. You know, I think for one of our customers who is in Circle K, I think I did a 200 or 300 flavor samples for the tinctures before actually they selected one. So, you know, it is very important flavor. People have to really enjoy it. And I mean, that's gonna be what sells your product, right? So we understand that, and we gotta make sure that's right, you know. But maybe you select five flavors. You know, something that might be popular is like mango as a fruit, guava.
Strawberry banana.
Of course, yeah, strawberry milkshake. And then there's
creamsicle.
Strains. Yeah, orange, yeah. Creamsicle. They call orange creamsicle one,
right,
of them.
But right.
Then there's strains. We like to tell people at least do three strains. You have sativa, hybrid, and indica. Cover all your bases, right? And then there's popular ones. And
then there's popular terpenes. Do you add the terpenes as well?
Of course, yeah. So if you want an effect, like something that we've done, like if you want a relaxed effect, you can add terpineol.
Right.
And those are terpene isolates. So, I mean, all these different things that we talked about, like strains, they're made up of a profile of different terpenes. And they have different effects, which makes like sativa and hybrid, that's what makes the difference. But if you want to add a certain amount of relaxation or focus or energy, then you can add more of those specific terpene isolates and create more of that, you know, targeted experience.
Right. So it ain't just me here. I think he knows. I think he knows exactly what the hell he's talking about. And we're gonna link everything down below as far as all the link and contact info. And, you know, should they have questions, can they call and, you know, do the whole conversational bit of, hey man, I'm thinking about doing this. And don't waste his time. Don't goof us up here, man. Don't tell him Chad said you could do this just to talk to him, because, you know, you are pretty knowledgeable, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but if they just want to ask some questions, get the, you know, the basis, we're going to link everything down below so that they can get a hold of you and find out what they need to know. But you are publicly traded. What was the ticker symbol?
It's OMID.
OMID. Yeah. Remember, that means hope,
yes,
right? Hope.
Yes.
And Adam, I appreciate you being here,
yeah,
man.
Thank you.
Anything else you think you need to share?
I think one thing to add on to that, I know you asked me, you know, if we do what we do. We do everything, formulation all the way to the end product being completely packaged.
Right.
And also, we also ship directly. If you have a customer, we can hold on to it and ship directly to a distributor or something.
So you
like
drop
that.
Ship.
Yeah, we could do all of that. And then the other thing is, whatever size you're at, you know, I'll be happy to talk to you about your formulation. And you know, if you want to compare notes on what you believe works, you know, and just kind of verify or have a different
opinion. Because, I mean, you only do it for a living.
All right.
You know, he only makes it. So, yeah, that's a good idea. If they want to compare notes, maybe you'll learn something too, man. So everybody knows something more than everybody else.
Of course,
you know, yeah. And you're not silly enough to believe you know it all.
Never.
Not at your age.
And the more you know, you don't know.
Right. Are you married?
I am, yeah.
You got any kids?
I have a seven-month-old son at home.
Oh,
right now, yeah.
My goodness. Where do you live?
New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. You're a long way from home.
Oh, yeah.
You're a long way from home.
I'm missing him.
So it has to be, so there's a lot of value here. I think what he's giving you, you're going to be able to learn a lot more. He, they can just give you a call, check on your social media, check on the company, and they could probably start buying them sheets too while they're at it, you know, because y'all need more shares.